Okay, welcome to San Diego Magazine's Happy Half Hour. This is our fun food and drink focus podcast. I am Erin Chambers-Smith here with San Diego Magazine and our food critic, Troy Johnson, and our fabulous social media expert extraordinaire, Lauren Wingett.
I'm just trying to open up a restaurant in Bankers Hill because that's where all of it's going.
Well, I'm buying up all the property in Hillcrest, so when you want to open your next restaurant.
Oh, there we go. See, it's going from Little Italy to Bankers Hill to where you're going to be the monopoly owner of Park Place. Yep. Okay.
Park Place.
Of course, we have David Martin here who set up a fabulous setting for us here today. The Westgate Hotel is sponsoring our episode today. We're up recording and taping up on the pool deck. It's just a lovely, sunny San Diego day, right on the cusp of summer.
Yep, smells like suntan lotion and cocktails and Kobe sliders.
Yes, in case you haven't listened to our show before, we are going to hear from our sponsor in a little bit. We have Gilbert Castellanos here to talk about sunset poolside jazz and then the cool Friday night jazz program they have here at the Westgate. But we always start our show with hot plates, news on the restaurant scene. We've got David's 60-second beer review. We're going to talk about our favorite things to eat at Petco Park. We have an awesome special guest here. We have the CEO of Everbowl, Jeff Fenster. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. Really interesting hot topic as well about food waste from NPR. Just a really great, exciting, packed show. We always end with two people, $50. I am going to read our phone number at once here at the top of the show. I'll read it again when we're finished, but it's 619-744-0535. If during the show you have a question or a comment or you want to call in and give us your opinion, we'd love to hear from you. It's a voicemail. You can just leave us your message there. Okay, wing it. Take it away. Hot plates.
All right. So Chef Daniel Barron has taken over the role of executive chef at the Ocean Air. His focus is to develop a closer rapport with local fishmongers and seafood companies to better showcase what San Diego local coasts, as well as the immense variety of fish and seafood along the Baja and California coasts, have to offer. Where is the Ocean Air, Troy? I don't think I've ever been.
So the Ocean Air is a chain. It was one of those San Diego's first oyster bars downtown. And I think this is one of the best moves for a chef in San Diego in a long time. Because Daniel Barron has been one of the most creative and talented chefs
right.
in
He's
San Diego.
He's been around a while.
He has been around a while. And always, every time I have a tasting with him, I'm like, God, you can cook. But he is not a great food cost guy. You know, it's the operation side, it seems, that has not really worked for him. And that's really hard for chefs because they're not business people.
Right.
You know, they're creatives. They know the skill set. They know how to make amazing food. But, you know, it's like if you're a dentist and you know how to change teeth, but you're like, now how do I do QuickBooks? You know what I mean?
It's like if you're a writer and you don't know how to do expenses. Like,
exactly.
All of us are behind on all that stuff because it's not our skill.
Yeah. So, but with this, he's going to land in a kitchen where they're going to let him do creative stuff like dry aging fish.
What does that mean?
It's just like dry aging steaks, you know, but it really like makes it meatier, more intense. Like if you take like a really light fish like snapper that doesn't have much of a flavor, to be quite honest with you, you let it dry age for a couple days and it gets really luxurious and more intense and like more flavorful. It goes well with like richer sauces like foie gras and stuff like that. So letting him do creative stuff, but they'll take care of the books. So I think he's gonna really thrive there, and Ocean Air will be a place to go back to again.
This is downtown on the corner, like deep in downtown, like gas lamp deep.
Yeah, I want to say it's
third or fourth.
Yeah, I think it's fourth
Island?
And J, or
somewhere down there.
Yeah.
And fun fact, it's where Brian Mullarkey first cooked before he was on Top Chef. They plucked him from there, from Ocean Air in San Diego, before he was on Top Chef, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Just a reminder, you guys, we will link to all the things that we're talking about, all the restaurants and stuff, at sandiegomagazine.com. There's always a blog post up there with all the stuff from each episode of the podcast. So what's going on with
awesome.
The former Modo Deli people?
Yes. So Modo Deli opened in Encinitas probably about 2 years ago, and they've actually reconcepted and opened a new restaurant in the same location named Valentina. That's after the owner's daughter. The kitchen will still be run by Chef Carballo, who created a menu of seasonal Mexican and Italian dishes. And that's Alex Carballo. He was at Stone. He's been almost every Urban for a while, Urban Brewing. He's a great all-around chef, good guy, San Diego local, involved in a lot. So really excited to see this menu come up.
And how about the number of restaurants are being named for daughters? I really appreciate this. It's kind of the year of the woman.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been historically a couple. Cafe Chloe, which RIP, Cafe Chloe.
June Jolie,
named after the chef and the owner's daughters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, what is it, Victoria? No, what is it?
Valentina.
Mm-hmm. You know, named
well, and doesn't Mateo name the ovens after the daughters
yes,
or something?
Yes, he does. Daughters, parents, and dog.
And
it's
dog.
One of the catering.
That's Bona Forchetta.
Exactly.
I love this. Go women.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So this restaurant has been completely renovated as well. So new decor, new vibe, new menu. Check it out. great food.
Very cool. All right, what else you got?
Awesome. So a big name in the culinary world is coming to San Diego. Nathan Miravold from Modernist Cuisine Lab in Seattle will be here June 19th for the opening of his fourth art gallery in La Jolla.
Huh.
You may have seen the late him on the late Anthony Bourdain being interviewed, and he visited the lab when he was in Seattle for an episode of Parts Unknown. Nathan is the author of the Modernist Cuisine Cookbooks and is also an accomplished food photographer.
Oh, that guy!
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How
if
do you
know
yeah. How do you start Microsoft? I mean, didn't he start Microsoft? Or
no, he did something big. Though.
He's done like 200 patents in the computer world.
But the art
made
is
$40 billion, and then he went to culinary school, became like a really accomplished chef, and is a world class photographer. Like, I mean, I don't think it's not fair that this man exists. To be quite honest with you,
the photography is really cool. Everyone, go look him up. We'll link to something that showcases sort of what the style of photography is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like he's very technically adept. He's like a technical person, an engineer or something like that. So he set up like things that would explode and then the camera would take a picture as the apple was exploding or something.
I have his coffee table book.
He builds robots that smash liquids together. He built his own camera that can capture a 1/10,000th of a second frames. So you get the most minute detail in food. You've never seen food the way that you'll see it in his photography.
Right. I'm looking up his Insta feed and he's breaking bread and it's very cool.
And there's only four of these across the United States.
That's cool.
And the Modernist Cooking, Modernist Cuisine or Cooking book is phenomenal, and it's one of the best science of cooking books out there.
So he owns the gallery, or this is at an existing gallery space and he's gonna be showing his stuff there?
Existing gallery space, we'll be showing his work there.
Call us, whatever gallery that is, call us. We wanna come there. We need to be doing a podcast from there.
There you go.
That is so cool.
Yeah. With him.
Yes.
If you're listening,
call
Nathan.
Us.
No, and,
yeah. And sorry, we don't know the name of your gallery.
I mean, okay, you can edit this out just in case. But I believe, no, it's going to be permanent from now on. This is the fourth location that will be staying here, not just showing his work. He's going to be staying here.
That's
this Modernist
so
Cuisine.
Cool.
It's going to be around for a long time.
I love that. That's so neat. Okay, we're going to link to that so that you guys can find out more about it, maybe even go to the opening. I'm sure they'll have some sort of party or something. We will link to it. And that is Hot Plates. We keep Hot Plates in San Diego Magazine every month. There's a column. Big shout out to Marie Tetko for her help in producing both this show and the food section in San Diego Magazine. She's awesome. And then SanDiegoMagazine.com has a food news blog. So Troy works on that. Marie works on that. And there's lots of really fun nuggets in between the print issues. So I encourage you all to go there and check that out. David is here, as always now, with his 60-second peer review.
PBR.
I was waiting for the...
come on!
I thought it was Coors Light you wanted.
Natty Light.
Natty
I don't
Light.
Care.
Same thing.
Or that generic beer that I would get in college that literally just said beer in letters, big block letters down the side of the can. You didn't know who made it. It was awesome.
So on kind of that note, my band played the show the other day, and the venue, you get your drink tickets, and it's like, this is good for a house beer. When they actually brought the beer out, it was canned, and it just says house beer on it.
Awesome.
It was pretty
nice,
awesome.
Nice.
But also speaking of that, my band played this secret show a little bit before that at Amplified Aleworks' new space in their downstairs, what they're calling their backstage. And so I got the privilege of having their new beer, Hot Pudding, which is this really, really rad stout that they did in collaboration, because that's what everyone wants to do with Thunderhawk Brewing. It really has everything that you want in a chocolate, coconutty type of a stout. It's not overly sweet. It still has that dryness as a really, really level of toastiness, and then like the undertones of coconut aren't overwhelming. So very much enjoyed it, and just that final like end of vanilla. Go check it out, 7.2. It's also rad that they are canning this too, and you can buy it at the brewery. So check out Amplified.
I love myself a good coconut or chocolatey beer. The problem is, a lot of times it's way too much. It's a little too syrupy. It's a little too thick. It's a little too sweet. You know, I don't want to taste like I'm having dessert. I mean, or I'll have like, two sips and that's it. But that one sounds like it's well-balanced. All right. Good.
Can I put in a request for your next beer review?
Yes.
I want your favorite summer brew recommendations.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
A good three that I can find around town in three different neighborhoods in my bubble.
Boat.
Preferably.
Boat beers.
Ooh, that will be my request.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some boat beers. Our boat beer is Modelo or Tecate. That's kind of what you get on her boat.
Sell out. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm here again to remind you guys that the Padres have been in San Diego for 50 years. We are thrilled to celebrate their anniversary this year. And of course, we're doing that by counting down our favorite things to eat at Petco Park. We're going to do 50 throughout the season. We do two every episode of this show. And right now we are in the So Local category. So our favorite local eats and sips at the ballpark. And today, of course, we have to mention Hodad's, the single bacon cheeseburger, keeping it classic. Great thing to eat during a ball game. And then also the Lucha Libre Surfin' California Burrito. Two really great local picks. Go to Padres.com to get your tickets to this really exciting 50th anniversary season.
Yeah, man, with Hodad's, I would say, like, anytime you think that you want to get the double cheeseburger, don't do it. I mean, you need to unhinge your jaw like a snake to eat that thing. Go with the single. Be reasonable.
Save room
for the potato wedges with the onions, the frunions. Is it frunions? What do you call them?
Funyuns.
No. They call them like, oh, God. I think it's like, it's a combination of onions and fries. I can't remember the name of it. Anyways, and then that Lucha Libre burrito. If you get their white sauce, I remember going in there one time and I'm like, how do you guys make this? What is this? And he's like, I can't tell you. He's like, it's my mom's recipe. She'll disown me from the family. But he's like, but it's not low fat, bro. And I'm like, I know. It's not. It's beautiful.
Well, if I'm getting a Surf and Turf California burrito, I already know I'm not going low fat.
Exactly.
So might as well load it on.
But, you know, at the Padre game, it's worth it. All right, you guys, we are thrilled to be sponsored by the Westgate Hotel. Again, this week, we're sitting out on the beautiful pool deck, enjoying some great, I would call these sort of light bites. I guess the flatbreads are a little heavier, but that fish taco is really good. It's grilled. There's some corn.
Good spices in there.
Yes, and some great cocktails. We've got Wagyu sirloin sliders, a black Angus beef flatbread, a prosciutto pesto and burrata flatbread. Some great stuff here. But we are thrilled to have a guest from the Westgate Hotel. We have Gilbert Castellanos here with us. You are a leading top call jazz musician, band leader, composer, producer, and educator here in the San Diego jazz scene, but internationally as well. And I know last week we got to talk all about the Sunset Poolside Jazz Series, which is happening all summer here. Really a fun date night if you guys listening haven't tried it. But you're here all the time. This is sort of your home spot. You're here every Friday night in the bar, right down in the Plaza Bar. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm actually celebrating 7 years in November.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah, every Friday. Can you believe that?
That's so cool.
I hope I make it to 7 years in November, and hopefully they won't let me go. I'm just kidding. No, but it's my second home. It really is. I just love the fact that I can come in every Friday and just, it feels like my living room, and the acoustics are to die for. Unbelievable acoustics.
For those that have never been to the Plaza Bar, what's it like? Set the scene.
It's like my living room. It really is.
What does that look like? Light,
it's very
dark, bright?
Very dark, cozy. And it probably seats 40 people at the most. A little bigger than my living room. But
and there's drinks. And then can you get food down there, too?
In
the Plaza Bar,
food.
You can do food,
yes,
too, as
food.
Well. And what then else? It's not just you. So you're a trumpet virtuoso, but then you bring in your friends, right?
I bring in my favorite musician friends, my jazz heroes. Sometimes I bring Marshall Hawkins in, who's turning 80 this July, and he used to play with Miles Davis, Shirley Horn, Donnie Hathaway. He's the original bass player on Donnie Hathaway's The Ghetto album. So for me to have him with me on most Fridays is just an honor and a privilege. I call him jazz royalty.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know, I mean, and Gilbert, I mean, Gilbert is, like, you know, one of the best jazz musicians in the country. And this isn't just like somebody who just, you know, is playing a little smooth jazz that they heard in the elevator and they're trying to mimic on his, you know.
No, we always say, I don't know how we got you here, why you stayed here with us, but we're happy that you're here.
And anybody else remember, like, you used to play in the Manhattan Lounge, right?
Lounge in La Jolla.
In La Jolla. Yes. It was Friday nights.
Before they changed it over.
And then they changed it over. I was so bummed. Yeah. I used to come down and watch you,
that
and
was
just
a great
sit
venue.
There. And my girlfriend being from, my fiance now being from New York, you know, would always say, like, where's a good jazz in San Diego? I'm like, you know what? I mean, for a while we didn't have any because Manhattan Lounge shut down. But now that is Friday nights.
That's
here.
Friday nights. Yeah. Not only Fridays, but Wednesdays we have Charlie Arbelias here, who's an incredible young saxophonist. So you can come check him out. And then Steph Johnson's here on Saturdays, who's a phenomenal musician.
And those
as well.
Are both down in the Plaza Bar as well.
At the Plaza Bar, yes.
So, yeah, you guys got to come down to the Westgate Hotel. It's right on Broadway between 2nd and 3rd. Is that where we are here?
Correct.
And, yeah, the Plaza Bar's down on the first floor. Really, really cozy, neat, intimate bar to come out. And then just really quick, last question. Do you play original music or covers or both?
I mix it up. I like to do a lot of standards. I like to cater to the crowd. So when I show up, if it's a young, hip crowd, then, you know, I might just play originals all night long. Mm-hmm. But if it's an older crowd, I might be like, well, you know what? Let me play something from the American Songbook, something from Cole Porter or Gershwin or Irving Berlin. It just depends.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I highly encourage everyone listening, come down to the Westgate this summer or anytime on Friday nights.
Thank you for having me, guys. Yes.
All right, see you, Gilbert.
Keep jazz alive.
Okay, we are thrilled to have our special guest here this week. We have Jeff Fenster, the CEO of Everbowl. Everbowl is a San Diego-based... Okay, now, can we all just, for once and for all, tell me how to say this word?
Acai.
Oh, so it is with the beat. Yes. It's
and
not
you, and
acai.
And you get to make fun words like acai-some. Acai, what you did there.
Okay, acai.
Oh, God. As part of your business plan, you know you've gone through 100 of those, man.
Well, back in the day, Archana was saying acai or something, and I felt sort of self-conscious,
so
like
classy,
I wasn't selling
though.
It. Acai. Saying it correct.
Acai. Get that? Acai. We acai. Hear that a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to call it Acai Bowl and Juice Chain. That's what Everbowl is, and it's this year's Reader's Pick for Healthy Eats on our annual Best Restaurants list. Congrats on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Even though you founded the company just 3 years ago, it's already expanded to 21 locations throughout Southern California and Arizona. You have a law degree and also founded Canopy HR, a payroll and HR service, before you even started Everbowl. Well, now that's interesting.
I know.
How'd you
and
go
helpful.
From HR and payroll to acai bowls?
Well, there was actually, I had a digital marketing company in between because you have to, you know, you need the inside of the sandwich between, you know, the two breads.
Okay, so this is making sense for me because I was like, hey, well, who did you kill, like a relative or who, like, you know, did you find oil in Texas? How did you get your money that you were going to throw away on a restaurant empire?
Of course.
You know, that's, you sold your own business.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
That's the easier way.
Please go on.
Yeah, sure. So, no, I was working at, after law school, I got a job at ADP, the payroll company.
Okay.
And was there 6 months and was one of the top sales reps and had a nice big ego and thought I was the main guy. And was supposed to get a big raise and had to wait until the end of the fiscal year, which was July, and this was January. And went to my boss and said, I need the raise. And they said, sure, in July. And I wasn't having it. So I thought, you know, they're not going to let me walk out the door. And I threatened to quit if they didn't give it to me, and they showed me the door. So,
always be ready to get the okay.
I've done that so often.
Yeah, I thought I was too big to let leave, and
pretty much
I was
every
not.
Relationship I was ever in until my fiance. I'm like, they're not going to let me leave. See ya.
So I had to follow through with my threat, and I started a payroll company the next day out of my mom's kitchen, and that's kind of how I got into payroll, and ended up selling that in 2011 and then had a digital marketing agency and was done with that at the beginning of 2016. And then my passion has always been health and wellness and trying to solve the reasons why people don't make healthy eating choices. And I thought that, you know, being that I'm afraid of disease and think it's easier to prevent illness than cure illness, I thought there was a better way to do it. And since I never had any idea of or desire to be in restaurants, I really wanted to be in the entertainment space. That's why I went to law school originally, was to be a sports agent. I figured there's a better way to do restaurants. And so Everbowl. That's where that came from, was the whole concept of, I think we can solve those four, we realize there's four excuses why we will choose an unhealthy eating option.
Okay, tell us these four. This is good to know.
Yes.
Fun.
Without doubt, if you choose an unhealthy option, it's one of these four
Happiness.
Reasons.
Happiness.
Just kidding.
Almost.
Sorry. Sadness.
Sadness for sure. I'm going to eat the crap out of this ice cream. I had a bad day. Sorry.
No, you're right, though. I mean, and that's the perk of our line of food is no one comes in having a bad day, because when you're having a bad day, you don't tend to eat healthy.
Right.
So everyone who comes in is happy and friendly and in a good mood, and we get to just kind of push that forward. But no, the four reasons we don't eat healthy is it either costs too much to eat healthy, mm-hmm. it doesn't taste good, it's not going to fill you up, or it's not accessible. Yeah. And if I can give you something that tastes good, is filling, is affordable, and delicious, you will usually pick that, you will pick that over something less healthy almost every time or every time. So Everbowl was built to solve those four reasons. And obviously you just mentioned about Petco Park a few minutes ago. And we just opened our 21st location in Petco Park.
So did? Yes. Awesome. Cool.
We opened last homestand.
What's your section? Where can people find it?
Right across from Seaside Market, section 109.
Nice.
We sell Everbowl. And then we just launched our new coffee line, which is Superfuel Coffee, superfood infused coffee. So we sell that as well. And you should definitely try it.
Now, how do you get superfood into coffee?
It's, you put them together and grind it up, and there it is. It's infused, so it's great. So we have four different flavors. All start with main, you know, either Colombian coffee or Guatemalan. And then we infuse acai in every single one. And then they each have other superfoods. So one of them has green tea matcha as well as vanilla. Another one has cacao and chlorella. One has maca, cinnamon, and spirulina. And then the last one is MCT oil and acai for that MCT craze.
You could sell skunk flavored bubble gum and you'd be successful,
that just
man.
I have.
You know, I'm telling you. This guy's just, he's going to rule the world. I can tell it by everything he does.
I mean, so here's how did you get into health? Was it a personal reason? Was there anything, like, were you having bad health and you turned your life around? Or there's usually a story behind that.
There is. When I was nine, one of my favorite aunts was diagnosed with breast cancer and passed away. Okay. And I remember talking to my dad, who was a physician at Kaiser, and asking him, what is this disease? Why did she die? How can I prevent it? It was scaring me. And he said, one of the things he said is, it's a scary disease, and if you don't catch it early, you know, it's very hard to treat. And at the time, they didn't realize how much lifestyle really played into it. And then, so being a little bit of a hypochondriac, I would say, growing up and afraid of illness, the worst day was when Google came into my pocket with a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I sneezed, I looked up what that meant. And of course, I had 19 diseases and made my wife and family crazy.
Yeah, WebMD tells you you're already dead. They don't know how you're texting this.
Exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. And so it was kind of like, well, okay. Then I came to realize how much lifestyle plays into disease and not being your best self and what we can do with movement and eating. And so what we did was we tried to have a bigger why. So our why is Unevolve. It's a word we created. It's on the front of every employee's t-shirts in our stores. Not Everbowl, because we're a team sports guy. So like the Padres are on the front and your last name's on the back. Everbowl is on Team Unevolve. And Unevolve's definition is to move and eat the way we were meant to, to unevolve.
Yep.
Eat, living actively and eating stuff that's been around forever, Everbowl. And that's how the name Everbowl came to be, is from our tagline, made from stuff that's been around forever. So in our stores, we'll sell any product that's made from stuff that's been around forever. It's we don't give you any laboratory created food. We really focus on making sure that your body knows how to use everything that we give you. And we do it in a fun, different way. I mean, the acai bowl craze seems to be growing in popularity, and we get asked all the time, you know, how are you different? And we really approach that in our own way. We don't add any sugar or sweeteners to any of our products. It's all natural from, you know, just the way it came. And fun fact, acai really has no sugar. Everyone thinks it's this sugar-filled berry. It doesn't. There's less than 1 gram.
Yeah, it's always said when I eat it, it tastes like this is not healthy. It's, it's too yummy.
Well, a lot of places do add a lot of sweetener because we have the American palate. Yeah. Well, and sugar. There's and a lot of sugars being introduced in it because they want Americans to eat it. They want us to like it. Mm-hmm. And so that's we're going against that. We're like, listen, we can sweeten it up with honey or agave. When you walk into our store, it's unlimited toppings for one price. We don't nickel and dime you. So if you want every single thing, we'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. We can sweeten it to taste. So we don't have to start there. We're going to start with just pure, and then we can make it to exactly the way you want.
Now, you knew payroll, but you didn't really know cooking, did you?
I don't know anything about cooking.
Okay. All right. So did you hire somebody? Did you say, how did you find a really good grand bowl then? Or like a bowl?
So for about 10 years, I've been importing superfoods into my house and making my family crazy. And one of those four is, so how I came diet with the concept that we could make people eat healthier was, it was actually with my oldest daughter, who's now 13, but she was 3, and it was my turn to give her vegetables, and it's always a fight, right? She would never eat her vegetables, and I'm like, come on, just eat your zucchini, and you can have your Cool Whip dessert. She wouldn't do it. So finally, I just put the Cool Whip on the zucchini and gave it to her, and she ate it and loved it. And then I had this light bulb that if I trick people to eat healthy, they'll eat it every time. So she got vegetables with whipped cream for probably about 2 years after that.
That is pretty darn smart. I'm going to do that tonight.
And this it was dessert. And it was dessert. So she would have dinner. And then for dessert, she would get zucchini or broccoli or whatever it was covered with Cool Whip because that's what she wanted. And it was great.
Smart.
That's phenomenal.
I'm going
to
try.
How do you have a 13-year-old? I'm going to start eating healthier because this guy looks like he's 25. He's got a 13-year-old. I'm moving into, I'm joining your cult.
So very going out high five right there that you all made.
That was the worst high five ever.
There you go.
So what else is popular that people order? Is it just acai bowls? I haven't been to one of your, you call them stores. So is there packaged food and stuff too? Or is it just all like a restaurant?
So it's all like a restaurant. Okay. It's create your own. So if you think of, we have a nice toppings display where you get to pick and choose exactly what you want.
Okay.
We start with four main base ingredients, either acai, pitaya, graviola, or acerola.
I don't know what those last two are.
Okay. So graviola is also known as soursop or guanabana in Peru. It's like a green exterior fruit with a white flesh interior. It's got the flavor profiles of like a strawberry and a pineapple. So it's really
organic gravity. Yes. That's what it is.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, what was that, the fourth one?
Acerola, also known as a Barbados cherry. Highest content of vitamin C on the planet. So if you're getting into cold or flu season or you're feeling run down, you should definitely try it. I recommend the Ace Ventura off our local favorites if you're not sure what to pair it with. But you can create it and concoct it however you want. And since I don't know anything about being a chef, it's create your own. So you get to design it however you want. Go. And so whatever you like.
And you get the blame too. That's awesome.
Yeah. You can't tell me you don't like your food if you picked it.
It's brilliant.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's talk about food waste. Hang out with us. We always have one hot topic on our show. And we just learned from a recent article on NPR that one-fifth of all the food waste in American homes is attributed to confusion over food labels. We usually see two different labels on packages about a food's expiration date, a sell-by or a use before. But these competing labels aren't clear as to exactly when the food is no longer safe to eat. The FDA is asking the food industry to use one standardized label that says best if used by.
Hallelujah.
It is, that's smart.
It is about time because, I mean, honestly, the best buy are, you know, if you sell it by, you know, nobody's ever really known. And most people think that, you know, sell by is also the eat by date, you know, almost. So they you know, they're throwing out food that's perfectly good. Most food, you know, that if you go by that like sell by date,
right,
is still good for another week. We throw out way too much food in America. And really, the smell test and, you know, the simple guidelines test, you know, that's really what you should go by. I mean, human beings have evolved for millions of years to be able to tell when food is tainted.
Yeah.
You know, you stick it in your mouth a little bit, you're going to be like, nope.
Yep, right. No.
But I think people get scared by the, like, you know, the E. coli outbreak has killed 14 people in Alabama, and it's like, ooh, okay, I'm
going
to throw that.
If it's got E. coli going in, it's going to have it later on. It doesn't matter.
Well, is that true? I mean, I guess that's a good point. That's not really, nothing like that happens like as it's getting older.
No,
it's just that came in the beginning.
As long as it's well packaged, as long as it's not sitting
that's
around and getting
well being stored.
Well stored. I mean, you're talking about packaged goods because that's why you have a sell-by date on it, right?
I mean, I think this is all a giant conspiracy theory for the food industry just to get us to buy more stuff. But as a germaphobe, do you like get really paranoid about the dates in your fridge, or do you just say, F it, I'm going to eat it?
Yeah, I say F it, I'm going to eat it.
Nice.
I don't actually pay much attention to the sell-by, use-by dates.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you guys are mentioning that, I'm going to probably go home and take a look. Yeah. I'm sure I have some things in my fridge that
it's
have been
sitting
there a little
too long. It's always my eggs that are like, January. And I'm like, yeah, that feels right.
The shell looks good, right? Crack it open.
Yeah, with an egg. You know what you do with an egg, right? You get a glass of water. And if it floats, it's bad. That means the gases have built up. If it stays at the bottom of the glass.
God, I'm learning so much on this show.
In that water glass, your egg is totally good. Well, as it ages, it'll get more and more gas in it, and it'll race to the top of your glass.
And we're not even supposed to put our eggs in the fridge. Someone else, one of our other guests,
yes,
told
you
us that
are.
One
that
time.
Is, nope, that is an absolute lie. Because Americans, American eggs are basically sandblasted, you know, to get all like the farm matter off, so it doesn't have that protective shell that European eggs do.
Oh.
European eggs you can leave out on the counter.
Or if they're your own eggs from your own chickens.
American eggs are porous because they're so thoroughly washed on the outside that you can get some microbials and everything else in there if you put them in the counter. So do not do that.
Notes here.
Yeah. We need to hang out more because you seem to know a lot of fun facts.
I love facts about food.
He's full of
he knows. He's really good. Yes.
Full of it and full of them.
For sure.
Okay, well, we will link to that NPR story so that you all can read about it. And again, send us an email or give us a call. We want to hear what you think. I have a feeling maybe people will call and give us their opinions about the sell-by and the use-by date. Okay, so hang around with us, will you? Toward the end of our show, we always end it with two people, $50, or on personal recommendations of what we've been eating and drinking lately. I do not have one this week, so we will start with Troy.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, we just did that, the San Diego Magazine Best Restaurants was our biggest issue of the year, and I usually have like thousands of names there, and I start cutting and cutting and cutting and throwing darts, and literally every single, category, there's five names that could easily win. It doesn't matter. I just kind of rotate them in and out every year because I'm like, they're all equally as good. But, you know, I was thinking about late night eats, and one name that doesn't get enough call is the one that I named this year is Starlight. You know, the Starlight has always done slow food, really good, reasonably, sustainably sourced food. If we're talking about healthy stuff, they've given a damn about what they put in their food. And it's such a cool ambiance in there. You know, it's got great architecture, great interior design. It's dark enough that you can do your secret things in your secret ways.
Great cocktails.
You know, great cocktails. And that mac and cheese is fantastic. Their burger is fantastic. You got to find one night where you go over to that part of town and maybe go to the Aero Club, which is right over there too, one of the classic dive bars in San Diego, and then go over to Starlight and get yourself a burger.
Great one. Nice. How about you, Wing It? Two people, $50.
Yes. Okay, so mine is going to require a journey outside of San Diego a bit. Ooh. A few weeks ago, I went down to Valle de Guadalupe with Boca Roja Adventures on a two-day eating and drinking tour, and we had dinner at Fauna, which is the restaurant next to Bruma, the winery. And I was blown away. So David Castro is the executive chef there. It's like fine dining in Mexico, but because it's fine dining in Mexico, it is two people, $50. His family has roots in the valley for, you know, generations. He's really well known. and his food was just so damn good. We had this beautiful ceviche. He only gets 5 of this local fish from one guy, and the guy texts him at 11:30 at night and is like, I'm going out, I should have 5 for you. And you get a text next morning of a photo, and then he goes down to the docks and it's not, and he inspects them and he only takes 5. And it's just, it's everything is well done, it's simple, it's great. There's this lamb barbacoa, there's a corn meal, there's a corn tortilla guy who's a from Oaxaca, and he goes to Oaxaca and brings the corn kernels in and makes them at this open fire station. I love Valle de Guadalupe. Go down to Mexico and eat all the food.
All right, so Fauna, F-A-U-N-A, right?
Si.
Yeah.
Si.
Okay, how about you, Jeff? 2 people, $50 to spend. Where do you go? What's your spot?
I like Naked Cafe, the one in Solana Beach, right by the beach. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, and we go there. I get the buff breakfast burritos. My wife, she usually will get either the Plate of Prosperity, which has a nice combination of quinoa and different varieties of quinoa that go together. So that would be where we would go.
I'm so glad to see I'm hippies motivated. No longer making crappy food.
I'm motivated.
You know, I mean, hippies have finally learned how to cook. You know, it's awesome.
All right, you guys, let's see. We have an email from one of our listeners with their own 2 people, $50. David, take it.
All right. This is from Julie P., who is in Scripps Ranch. She has to say, thank you to everyone who contributes to this podcast. I listen every week and so enjoy the content, new food happenings, and of course, the banter. Here's my submission for our 2 people, $50. Ariana Kebab House, Afghani cuisine located just east of the 15 and the Mira Mesa exit. I love going there because from the second you walk in, you feel like you've been invited into their homes for a delicious home-cooked meal. I highly recommend the veggie combo eggplant, the split red lentils, and butternut squash. And my husband is a fan of the chicken curry. Food is served fresh and piping hot, and everything is simple, well done. Prices are very reasonable. You could do 4 people for $50 at lunchtime, and there's free parking. Emoji smiley face. Thank you again for the wonderful podcast and everything you do with San Diego Magazine. Julie P.
I love how you translated the emoji smiley face.
I did.
Yeah, that's good.
It's only appropriate.
Did she say free and plenty of parking?
She said free parking.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah, everything at Ariana Kebab House is free. Let's just go ahead and tell everybody that. You know, Ariana's going to be, we're going to be sued and they're going to be full. That's great.
I just love our listeners. That was just too cute.
That is Ariana. Yeah, I mean, Afghan food is fantastic. A lot of seasoned rice. They do some dumplings. A good one is in Hillcrest at Khyber Pass.
Is that still there?
Yeah, Khyber Pass is still there. You go there and get some palau, which is really seasoned rice with lamb and everything else. Really good. Ariana's another great option.
Okay, you guys, if you would like to tell us your 2 people, $50, we would love to hear it. Our phone number is 619-744-0535. Or if you want to email us, it's happyhalfhour, spelled out, at sdmag.com. Leave us a message. Ask us a question. Anything.
Yeah, anything.
That's it. We're done.
Yeah, share your hopes and dreams. See ya.
Plate of Prosperity. I'm going to go get that.
Yeah.